Hello, friends. Welcome to tonight's episode, the June 2026 episode of the Empowered Together Network. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, proud co-founder of this wonderful women's organization with my dear friends, Cynthia De Lorenzi, who is in New Mexico, and Alina Z in Los Angeles. Our guest tonight is spectacular, Valerie Olenek. Did I say that right, Val?
Close enough.
Okay.
You can give me some extra syllables. I'm from the South.
All right. You say it. Valerie
Olenek.
Olenek is going to teach us the essentials of unboxing our future self. She is a gamification expert, and she says in times of great uncertainty, it can become even more difficult to envision and plan for the future we want. However, using a process from the box experience methodology, you're invited to join a discussion that will help you unbox your future self. So we are thrilled to be here with you. Take it away, my friend.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm just thrilled to be here. I have not been able to attend these live, but I've been in the background lurking and watching, and you've had such wonderful discussions. I'm honored to be part of it tonight. So my first question before we get going, I know sometimes people read and sometimes they don't. If you have a just sheet of paper, just as long as it's blank on one side, recycling is great. I often just grab a spare one out of the recycling when I need to. But we're going to be using this. This is going to magically turn into an artifact that you can take with you, and you can revisit what we do tonight. Because we are, as Hope said, we're going to give you a new way of unboxing your future self. So that's where we're going to start. But first, I'm going to say throughout, we're going to have multiple opportunities for you to participate, for you to engage. Please stop me at any time if you have a question. This is meant to be very conversational, but there are intentional little places as we go along where you'll have an invitation to share. And I say invitation because, having done this program for quite a while now, it's sneaky. It can kind of get to you, and you can go really deep on topics really quickly. So please share at your comfort level. This is not therapy. I'm not asking anybody to divulge deep dark secrets or anything like that. So I just want to kind of put that out there at the beginning. And I also just want to acknowledge, Hope said, this is based on a larger program that I'm a facilitator for, and I'm not going to put it on my head tonight, but the box experience is actually an entire program that, if you took it, it's a workshop in a box, and we do actually put boxes on people's heads. But we will refrain from doing that tonight. So don't worry. People get a little nervous when I pull out the box. We're not going to do that tonight. It's okay. But the box experience was created by a gentleman named Jimbo Clark, who has lived in Taipei for, oh gosh, 20, 30, almost 30 years now, I think. I don't know exactly. Originally from Seattle. And he was asked by a client to come up with a way to work with their staff to help them think out of the box. So that's sort of the origin of where this started. And then during COVID, there were a lot of little spin-offs of the box. There were lots of box experiments, we can say. And this is sort of based on one of those. So we're going to do what we affectionately refer to as a baby box tonight, not the big box. But I do want to just acknowledge that, and that's why I'm not sharing too much, because that is proprietary information of Jimbo's company. And so we're not going to do any slides or anything tonight that I might normally do, but we don't need them. It's okay. But I mentioned thinking out of the box, and I'm going to ask you two questions to get us started. And I'm not psychic, but I'm pretty sure I can predict your answer to both of them with nearly 100% accuracy. But you might go rogue on me. That's why I say nearly 100%.
The
I'm at
rebel in me
100% right
goes.
now.
The
It's like, she's like, oh, that sounds like a challenge. That sounds like a
rebel is
challenge.
like, I'm going to be different. No, just kidding.
I welcome different. I absolutely welcome different. But the first one is, have you ever heard somebody say or ask you to think out of the box?
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually get a yes. I usually get a yes on that one. And if somebody wants to share, what does that normally mean to you? If somebody says to you, we got to think out of the box on this one, Does that conjure up any sort of idea?
Yeah, new ideas,
New
unconventional
ideas.
thinking,
Okay.
things that people don't normally do.
Don't normally do. So that's
Surprises.
pretty common. I would say that's a pretty common answer I get from most people. I think what's interesting though sometimes is we forget that what we don't normally do doesn't always mean be super out of the box creative. If you are already super out of the box creative, doing something different might be applying some structure. So I often mention that because people get caught up with like, oh, it's about being creative. And it can be. I'm not saying it's not. But for some people, it might be the opposite because sometimes when we have all the big ideas, I have some friends that I lovingly say, they're like idea hamsters. They just like have tons of ideas and they're always running, 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 but nothing ever has the structure to get focused enough to get finished. So just keep that in mind as we're going along. Now, the other question, see if I can get this one right. It's almost the middle of the year. I don't know how that happened. I don't understand how time works. Everybody's like, I don't know either. But it's almost the middle of the year. So, would you like the second half of the year to be better than the first half?
For us or for somebody in particular?
For yourself. Be greedy. No, it's about for you.
I just made a joke because I'm like,
I
there's
get.
somebody that I don't want the next part of the year, but good, but for
Yes.
me,
No,
that's right.
let's make
I
it for
can't
us
imagine
right
who that could
now.
be. I have to think on that.
Yes.
I didn't name
I should be
names.
careful how I phrase that. See, she went rogue on me. I knew somebody would finally do it for me. But yes, for yourself,
For me, yeah, of course.
I think it's we're I'm pretty safe in assuming people are going to say yes to that one. Because no matter how great the first half was, you don't want it to be worse, right? So that's kind of where we are. So if we want the second half to be better, this is where we're going to unbox our future self. So I imagine each of you have some things you want to do in the coming days, weeks, months. I don't know the time frame of everything. Each of you have your own path, but you have some future vision. You have something that you are moving toward. And again, we'll dig into what that is a little deeper. But for now, I want you to just think about a future thing, something that is important to you, something that you would like to see happen or you want to accomplish, anything like that. And that's what we're gonna kind of focus our energy around, is that future vision. Now, our box, if we say that we're thinking out of the box, our current box, if we think of that as our current thinking, it's made perfectly for our current results. Right? If we already knew the stuff for our future thing we want to do, we would already be doing it. We would already have what we need to do it. And so there's some missing piece, like a puzzle. There's some missing puzzle piece. So if we keep the same box, that's going to be hard to get to that new thing. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to think about not just thinking out of the box, but opening that box up, open the thinking up a little bit, and building a better box. Because by the end, we are going to close the box back because we want to actually accomplish the thing. So we're going to put a little commitment inside. We're going to seal it up. And so that's what we're going to do. So let's do our, we're going to enter the origami portion of the show now. So if you get your piece of paper, this is easy, I promise. People are like, oh, I don't know, origami, that sounds complicated, but it's not. Cynthia's already like, I know she loves it. So first thing we're going to do is we're just going to take the paper, we're going to fold it in half long ways, or some people would say hot dog, like hot dog. So we're going to make a long skinny one. So we just folded our paper in half that way. All right. Excellent. All right. Now we're going to take it and we're going to fold it in half again. So I guess now we're making the hamburger bun. I don't know. So now we've got our smaller rectangle. All right. You all are doing excellent following directions. I love it. Sometimes people don't. Can't always promise they will. All right.
I can
Once you have
bet you
that.
these other two probably don't always follow directions. I know them.
Well,
I usually don't follow
Hope has a
directions,
little
so
advantage. She's done this before, so
very impressive.
yeah. All right. So we're going to take our little folded piece, and then we're going to fold each of the ends into the middle. This is the complicated part. The ends go into the middle. Do this so we can all see it. Da-da-da.
Cynthia turning this into actual like sellable art.
Actually, this paper is handmade in Japan.
Oh, wow. Oh, cool.
Perfect. I love that. All right. So once you have accomplished those two folds to the middle, what you're going to end up with is a little box, a little baby box that you can stand up. I'm just going to
Cool.
hold it up so we can see. Okay. So there we go. We've got our little box. Okay. So that's our baby box that I mentioned earlier. So this is the box we're going to think out of for tonight. We're going to imagine this is our current thinking. And again, if we're at the beach, if we're relaxed, the box is like very, oh, I can put my hand in it, everything's fine. But if I have like this gnarly problem or something, like that's when it doesn't fit so well. And we need to have to rethink our box a little bit. So what we're going to do now, we're going to open the box back up. And we're going to write some things on the inside of our box. And I'm going to give you a little prompt for each panel. So we're going to go just across left to right. So we're going to start with this first panel, first little blank panel. And at the top,
Some
I know you're losing it a little bit because of the background. Okay,
for
the first panel, we're going to at the top, just little tiny, but I'm going to give you a bigger version of it. We're going to write the word leave. So I'm gonna hold up my cue cards here. We're gonna type the word leave at the top of that first panel. And what that is going to symbolize is in order to get to that future thing, think about when you are, moving between apartments or something like that. There's some things that you're going to pack up in a box and you're going to leave with the trash bin, or you're going to pack them up and donate them to charity. You're going to leave them behind, right? There's some things we are not going to carry with us into our future vision. So just take a moment, make a few little notes for yourself. What are some things that if you want to get to that future self, you might need to leave? These might be actual things, beliefs, people, ideas. It could be anything. And we're going to move through the different panels, but please feel free to bounce back and forth if something pops up and you go, "Oh, I should have written that down." Don't have to never come back to it. And again, where tonight my goal is to kind of walk you through the process one time, because then you can grab a piece of paper anytime you want to, anytime you're thinking about some challenge or you want to just kind of reflect on where you are with things, and you could repeat this process. So, the second panel, moving across, we're going to write the word move. I'll get my larger cue card. We're going to write the word move at the top of the second panel. And again, we'll use our apartment analogy. There's some things that when you move from one apartment to another, you want to take with you. You're going to move them from one place to the next. In our future self, these might be things that you have started but haven't finished, that need to be completed in order to get to that next thing. This might be, again, it might be an idea that needs to continue rather than one that we need to get rid of. So whatever that means to you, when I say something, again, I'm leaving that very open. I'm leaving that space completely open to what that means.
Can you
So
give a couple of more examples of what to move?
what to
Because
move?
belief is
So
easy, but for to move, I'm not sure.
yeah, so I, the big ones I would say for move are generally like, we'll do exercise for a minute. That's a common one I see it people want to do, especially at the beginning of the year. I want to lose weight. I want to get healthier. I want to whatever. So move might be, I've started going to the gym twice a week. That's a practice I want to keep with me. I want to move that along with me. It could be, actually, it could just be your gym bag. It could be that's something that has become important to my growth. That's
But it
something
has
that
to
is
be
helping me.
in regards to the thing we want to accomplish, like in regards to the future self.
Directly or indirectly, directly or indirectly, your thing you want to accomplish might refer to your business, But in order to grow your business, you have to balance your time better. And so you want to stick to a routine. So
Okay.
I would say it's usually related, but right now we're just kind of free associating. So if something pops up for you and you're like, I don't know if this is really related to it right now, that's okay. It popped up for some reason and we may find a connection to it, or we may not. We may just might be extra.
Okay.
Sometimes there's just little extra thoughts that jump in there. That's okay too. Great question though. All right. And because I want to have lots of time for us to chat about these, we're going to do the third panel. The third panel is going to say at the top, it's going to say unbox. It's going to say unbox at the top. Okay. I know that's a weird one, but I'm going to explain it. So for unbox, let's think lots of things can come in boxes. If I could present you with a box and you would, if you opened it, it would have something that would help you to get to that future vision that you don't currently have. Something you don't currently have. And again, this could be an idea. Maybe what's in the box is sisterly support. Maybe somebody doesn't feel they have a good support network. Maybe they want to unbox connection. Or it could be I need money to buy some new equipment for my business or something. I need some new I need a new printer. I need a new computer or something. It could be something like that as well. But something that if you just it magically appeared, you open the box, like those unboxing videos they do on YouTube. We unbox it, like, oh, look what's inside.
But does it doesn't have to be something that I have power over, or is it something I wish that could just like literally magically appear in a box?
It could just be magical. It could be magical because, again, right now, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get clarity on what would be needed to do it. Now, you might not, it may turn out I can't physically get that thing that I just thought of. The Lamborghini is not going to magically show up in the box, or, I'm just being silly now, but, whatever that item was, but that gives us a clue. Each of these ideas gives us a clue. And so we go from just get the ideas out there. Whenever we do any creative process, it's always just divergent thinking, get it all out there, defer judgment, put all the ideas out there, and then we can start to be a little more reasonable. Is this feasible? Is this item even feasible? Maybe it is, maybe
Got
it's
it.
not.
Okay.
Yeah, we can come back to that. So, but I like the direction. I like the direction you all are going. That's awesome. So, but it's just always nice to think you might get a present that's got just what you need in it, right? Sometimes it happens. All right. So you've written a few things down already. We're gonna come back to that fourth panel in just a second. But I wanna give you an opportunity to do a little sharing first. So you've written some things down. Odds are, if you look at the list, there's one or two items that kind of resonate. Like when you look at it, you go, that one's important to me. That one is something I think I could accomplish. There's something about the item that you wrote down that kind of sparks something, usually. Maybe not, but usually there's one or two. So just find one or two on there, maybe circle them, put a star next to them, some sort of indication just to kind of highlight them for yourself that that's kind of what came up for you right now. Those were the ideas that seem to sort of bubble up to the top even more than others did. Yeah. And I'm going to pause here and open the invitation. You don't have to provide any context unless you want to. But if you would like to, that's fine too. But if somebody would like to share one of the items that they highlighted, and again, to whatever level is comfortable.
I wrote leave opinions of others.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a really good one. Everybody kind of, I felt that when everybody kind of went,
I just got this new coat and I was like, it's so outrageous. But I'm like, I don't care what anybody else thinks. I love it. I'm gonna wear it. And surprisingly, my fiance was like, oh, I love it. Like really over the top. like really over the top. I was
Yep,
like,
I
I don't
love
care.
that. I
I'll
love
send
that.
you the picture later when I wear it. I felt like
Yeah.
I was way over the top and like I'm gonna leave the opinions of others.
Is that
Oh, not
possible?
of you because
Is
you
that even
support me.
possible though?
What?
I just think of our I think of our Slavic heritage and like is over the like I don't picture us having an over the top mode. What my husband said, who was from Texas, he used to say, because I was going to an event at the White House and I had my clothes laid out, packing up to come from Texas. I go, is this too much? He goes, honey, we're from Texas. If it ain't
Texas.
gaudy, it ain't enough. That is what I live by. If it ain't gaudy, it ain't enough.
There
You
you
know?
go.
I
This
love
is
it.
the
I'm going to show you a picture so you tell me how gaudy it is. I don't
okay.
care.
I love it.
We love
I love
it.
what you're doing.
What's
Thank
that?
God. Just remember that. It's a mantra. If it ain't gaudy, it ain't enough.
Yeah. So this, it looks more in your face when you wear it because it has like jewels everywhere, but it's like
No.
this. But
I
it's
love
like
that.
it bejeweled everywhere. It's like all the way to the floor.
I love
And
it. Love it. Can you
yeah.
text that to me?
I
Text
love
it to
that.
me.
And I'm like, I'm gonna wear it tomorrow and
But
just
see how you felt so fantastic in it. That's why everybody else would like just completely radiate to
but
you.
I'm
Like if
so
not radiate,
nervous.
just,
Like people are gonna think I'm too much. People think and they're like, yeah, I am too much. Like
You are too much.
I am
That's
too
all.
much.
Love you, Alina. You are
So
stepping into who you are.
yes,
I
yes.
that's this coat literally says who I am without me having to explain myself, and so I'm leaving the opinions of other people who don't accept it or support it or whatever.
Yes, that makes me think of the social media influencer Elise Meyer. She sells t-shirts that say go find less.
Yeah. I also like quite when people say like you're asking too much or you want too much, is a good answer is to say, why would I want less? Or somebody's like, why are you so dressed up? Like, oh, why do you want to dress down? Right.
Exactly. That's
You do
beautiful.
you, Alina. You do
That's
you.
right. I love it. I love I don't think it's too much. I don't think it's too much.
If it ain't enough,
There you
have more
go.
joy. Yeah.
Ready. All right. Cynthia, Hope, do you have one you would like to share?
You go, Cynthia. I have been holding on to my husband passed away 8 months ago, so I was starting to. I have friends who recently lost their spouse, and they very quickly moved everything out and got rid of everything. And I was working through that, and I go, I had to stop and hold, because I felt like I was giving him away, not his things, just him. And so I said, why is this bothering you? So I chose to keep his shirts. He was like 4 times bigger than me, but I can wear him as night shirts and I can touch them and feel him. So, but I'm ready now to start letting some of those other things go. So, and I moved them from a room I had them in to the garage. And now I'm gonna start moving those things away. I don't need them. So, but that's a very hard thing to let go because I don't want to let him go. But
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody goes through that when they have, you know, when do you want to let go and not. So
Right. And what does that mean to each person? I love that because that one both was kind of a leave and a move. You kind of in your description kind of moved it from one place to
I
another,
did. I moved them
which I think
out.
is lovely. Yeah.
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 And they're in
Thank you
the
for
garage
sharing
in a
that though.
box. And then I had a friend who took a couple of his shirts. And once she made a pillow for me with one of his shirts with a heart on it. And then one of his shirts I could wear as a dress. I mean, I'm too tiny, but you know,
Yeah.
but I could. And then I have his shirts I wear as nightgowns, you know, and that's okay. They look silly, but I don't care.
Cynthia, I have Bob's. My father passed away and he was 6'2, but he bought this shirt that's like really, really long. It was too long for lawn. So I made it into a dress. I just put a belt with it and put boots and I wear it. And I kept Bob's shirts and like some of his things. And I have his war bathrobe that I wear and it's like he's giving me a hug. So it's you know, it's I think it's a great idea that you're repurposing things and he's still there and wearing those
Right.
shirts as nightgowns.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love that. I'm going to try to put a belt on and wear one of his shirts as a
I'll
dress.
send you a picture so you can
I
see
mean, I
what
was
mine looks
thinking,
like.
never too big. Never too big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Oh,
I
I love
had
that. I love
it's
that
like
though.
he's
Thank you
still
for that.
shopping for you. He's still buying your dresses.
Yeah, exactly. My husband dressed me, so I was a
Oh,
very snappy dresser when he was
so that,
here.
yeah, that, so that maybe you just needed to, maybe you needed to find that. Maybe that was what you needed to find to
So I'm
help
trying
resolve some of
to
it for yourself.
organize the house for me to live in it, not, so, and
Right.
that's been going on a bit. And then I just stopped and I go, I guess I need to stop. And then that's okay. So a little bit at a time.
Yeah,
So,
and that's why I said some of these things are going to have very, very short. Some of the things people write down have very short timelines. Some of them are very aspirational. Like they may never happen, but just like it's a direction. It's a compass. A compass doesn't give you the whole thing. It just gives you a direction. Like
And
sometimes
I
that's
have a
what it
lot
is.
of guys and friends who want to come help me. And he was a tech guy, so he had tons of computer stuff. And I have a friend who's a tech guy who said he'd come over to help me. And they said, "We'll come over." And I'm like, I couldn't do it. But I think maybe now I'm getting closer to where I can say, "Okay, tell me what this is." So maybe, yeah. So that would be the move stuff. So
All right.
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
So
Ooh,
I
I don't
had
want to
some.
leave hope out before we finish this up. Because I don't know if everybody has a hard stop and I want to be respectful of time.
I want to know what Alina's not Alina, Hope Scott.
So when I met Val, I joined the U.S. Distance Learning Association to birth my Incandescent Kids magazine. It was an idea I had forever. And so in 2017, I joined this fantastic organization that she is a part of and eventually became the communications director, and she was the president. And we worked hand in glove every day practically to make the thing move forward. But Incandescent Kids was just sort of idling. And then last summer, when I dropped off the board, I launched Incandescent Kids on August 8th. And today we are celebrating its 1 year anniversary at Elaine's Literary Salon, where I'm the communications director. And we're going to have children's book authors and kid art and kid music and chefs and kid art projects to really celebrate this and launch the magazine. I just found two amazing sponsors, the Zebra and a magazine here in Delray, where I live in Northern Virginia. And they're going to sponsor us, and we're going to have ads in the magazine, and the kids are going to be in the magazine. And that's just the very beginning. So I thank you, Valerie, for helping me unlock that dream. And here,
Course.
right? You
So
just
there was,
never
so I
know.
put something in the box you unboxed. I don't know exactly which item it was, but that's okay. That's
Thank
okay.
you.
Sometimes we don't know. Sometimes it's like, ooh, something was in there I needed. I don't, again, there's no right or wrong answers to this.
Help
This
me
is
unbox it.
just us. This is just
I
us.
love it.
Just us girls thinking. All right. So let's go ahead and finish up because I can't leave you hanging. I can't leave you hanging
Yeah,
with that one empty
what
panel. That would be so sad. Okay, so I mean, I do work in gamification and a little mystery, a little whatever, kind of it's good for motivation. But that last column, that last panel, you're going to write the word tag. And I'm going to explain that one because I know that one's not going to be real obvious either. What do we mean by a tag? What is she talking about? All right. Now this one can be a little difficult. I will admit. This one's a little difficult. This one's for you. You don't have to share it. If after we finish today, you want to share it, I'll talk a little more about that at the end. But tag means if you get a box, let's say the holidays, it's got a name tag on it, right? You know that box is for you because it has your name on it. So it's obviously for you. On the back of that tag where your name is, I'm feeling sort of Alice in Wonderland all of a sudden, like the little bottles with the tags. It's got a little message. It might be a word, it might be a phrase, might be a title of a book or a song, might be a little doodle. I don't know. It's something that to you is going to represent whatever you discovered inside the box today that you want to work on, that's going to help you get to that future self. So it might be the thing you just commented on. It might be one of the other items that you highlighted on the inside. But what you're going to do is you're going to write a little message to yourself on the tag. And anytime you see that word or hear that word, I'm using word, but again, could be a phrase or something, it's going to remind you. It's just going to be that little reminder of you working toward moving forward to your future self. It's just a little whisper. It's just going to be a little whisper. And I say, if later you decide to share this box, you could tell your friend, your support person, hey, if you notice me not doing this thing I said I wanted to do, just say this word and tell them whatever the magic word is or whatever. And that will just kind of bring you back to this moment of kind of working through, yeah, this is important to me. And I'm making a commitment that I'm going to work on this. And if you really want to nail it down, you can put a date on there. You can write a little date on that panel. And again, depending on what your thing is, it might be something that can be accomplished in the next month. It might be something that cannot be done in a short time frame. And you might put 2027. You might put whatever's appropriate to you. Again, these are little reminders to you. These are little secret messages you're leaving yourself along the way. All right. And again, we're not going to share those right now, partially because sometimes people kind of need to think through those and they change their mind a lot. When Elena was saying about leaving the opinions, I had somebody in a previous workshop not long ago, and she did share her the word she wrote on the tag was frozen. And first, you could see some of the people
Oh,
like,
let it go, let it go,
let
let
it go.
him.
And that's what hers was. She had a difficult relationship. She had a conflict that she had been trying to work through. And she's like, it's time. I just got to let it go. And so we all had a good laugh. We all had the earworm now. And I will not actually sing the song for you tonight. So again, it could be symbolic in whatever way works for you. So again, just to think about that. All right. So you've now examined your current thinking. That's what we said we were starting with. Inside the box is your current thinking. But we're growing out of that into a better box. But you just made a little decision. You made a little commitment to yourself. So we're going to symbolically sort of close the box. It's safe in there. And again, if you choose to share that with others, oftentimes it's something you would like some support with. And so I think that's important. All right. So now we're going to talk about the outside. We've been all talking about the inside. But what happens when we change something on the inside? What happens when we change our thinking? What else happens?
Everything.
Everything changes, right? So our box not only is our current thinking, but that is also how we show up in the world, right? I mean, just think about like your mood. Like if you're having a bad day, you might be a little slumped, you might have a sad face, you might Right? There's visual indicators. You might speak in a different way. You're going to present to the world in a different way. You also probably present differently to different people in your life. And that's not a phony thing. That's a contextual thing. People relate to different people in different ways that are appropriate for the situation. So that's what we're going to talk about now. We're going to talk about the fact that if we do the thing, we are going to be positive here. We have done the thing that we said we were going to do. We've worked on it. We may not have finished, but we worked on it and we're making progress. If I do that, it's going to affect how I show up in the world. There's going to be a difference, and that is going to be a visible difference. So let's now talk about that. Let's talk about what happens on the outside. All right. So we're going to open our box again so we can write on our four blank panels now that now will be the represent that were on the outside of the box. Same as the last time, I'm going to give you a word to write at the top of each panel. You know the drill by now, and we'll take a minute or two just to kind of jot notes as we did before. And then at the end, we'll come back and we'll do some sharing around that as well. All right. So first panel, again, we're just going to go left to right. First panel, the top, you're going to write the word do. D-O, do. All right. And what I mean by that is if you've done the thing, what will people see you doing differently? What will they observe about your actions that you're doing differently? All right. When I start to see eyeballs come back up, I'm like, okay, they're ready. They're ready. All right. The second panel, you're going to write the word say, S-A-Y. All right. This one, if you've done the thing, you're working on the thing. What might people hear you saying that's new and different? How are you, what are you going to say? What will they hear you saying?
Oh, sorry. I was supposed to say
That's
that.
okay. She's like, I got it. I got this one. And again, you may not know right now. You may not know, but this is something to sort of keep in mind as you're moving forward. Kind of be observant of, am I changing things I'm saying? Wow. You know, to use our example earlier about like health or things, people might hear you ordering smoothies instead of, you know, the egg sandwich. People might hear you. It could be anything. These don't have to all be deep. Some of them will be, but I don't want to discourage any thought that came out there. It could be anything. All right. The third panel. All right. This one's going to be feedback. We're going to write feedback at the top. So this one is going to be, what will you hear others saying to you? We just did, what will you be saying? What will people say to you? And I always pause here because I need to acknowledge that it's not always positive. Like with the health example, if somebody goes out and loses 30 pounds, some of their friend group is not always supportive. Oh, you think you're better than us now. Oh, I guess you don't want to hang out with us. You could hear, and it's okay to write those things down too and sort of acknowledge them, because it's better to kind of think about that. And it's okay. It doesn't make it a bad thing. For Cynthia, she might have said, like she said earlier, I'm not ready for that. And some people may have had a feeling about that. Obviously, you can't control their feelings, but some people may have had a reaction to that. And that's okay. But I think it's also important that we sort of acknowledge it as we're kind of going through this activity, because I think people sometimes get a little stuck there. Where it was, you know, I want us to be positive, but I want this to be meaningful and helpful to people. All right. Now, the last panel, last one, is going to be the word mirror. Okay. And this one, it's now 3 months, 6 months, whatever your timeline looks like in the future. We have now transported ourselves magically into the future. And you have done the thing, or you're well on the way to doing the thing, and you're standing in front of the bathroom mirror. What does that feel like? What are you going to say to yourself? What is that message to you? I'd love to see the body language on this one. Several of you just relaxed. It's a little smile. Can sort of see the thought, like, oh, yeah. All right. So, as we did before, if anybody would like, and it doesn't have to be the mirror one. Is there one or two items that you wrote on the outside of your box that kind of, I always say you kind of feel them. Like usually when you look back, you're like, oh, I felt that one when I wrote it. So if anyone would like to share something
Well,
from
the
the
mirror one
outside.
really got to me. I wrote an article about my daughter when we went through the process of grief and losing my husband and their dad. And she said that, and she'd been going through a lot of other stuff at her life. And she said, she was talking to her friend. She said, I feel like I don't know who you are, but I'm going to brush your teeth. And what I want to be able to say when I get through this is, I know who you are. Because I look at myself in the mirror and I go, I don't know who you are, but I want to know who I am when I brush my teeth. And I'm not there yet, but, and
I
the
love
girls
that.
know that really well because I've shared it with the
Yeah.
girls.
Yeah.
So,
But I love that that's wrapped in self-care. Like, I'm going to brush my teeth.
right. I brush this other girl's teeth every couple times a day, but I look forward to brushing my own one day.
It's like it's but I mean, like, it just the fact that, like, the language you used around that was still there, was even embedded in grief. You had that lovely self-care, that lovely, you know, caring
Yeah,
component to it. Thank
it
you.
was, I think it's very profound when you find a way to express something that people go, Oh, I get what you're saying. And she brought that to me, you know. And I think Elena's using that. And I think that's so great because I think that can resonate with people. You know, we all hit that point in our life. It's like, what am I doing? Where am I going? Whatever.
You know,
So.
it's funny you said that because 2 weeks ago I met this guy and he didn't have any mirrors in his house for 18 years. And you know what I said to him? How'd you brush your teeth? And you know what he said? You know what he said? I haven't for 10 years.
Oh, I was
Yeah,
thinking he'd
I
say, I
know.
know
And
my
I'm
mirror.
like, okay, like he has dreadlocks, like long beard, but like he was doing some things and he went to the dentist and he says with teeth for fun, fine. But I just made a joke. I was like, how do you brush your teeth if you don't have a mirror? And he was like, I haven't. I was like, well, some, and he was grieving his past life. You know, he had problems in his marriage. He got divorced. He left, but like no mirrors. I don't know how does he know who he is, but I guess that's his work. And he has four archetypes that have to travel. So he's been traveling around the globe, basically trying to figure out who he is. But I just, when he said, I don't have mirrors, and I thought of you, Cynthia, I was like, well, how do you know where to brush your teeth? How do you know where your face is?
That sounds cute.
So, yeah.
Thank you. All
Everybody's
right.
dealing with everything differently, and he doesn't even want to look at himself. So.
And anyway, well,
He's a
maybe.
great guy, really good looking guy, very wealthy, such a beautiful heart, like beautiful, but he's like Beauty and the Beast in a way, like he's punishing himself though, I feel like, and he's grieving his past life. But yeah, everybody's dealing with it every in different ways.
And you know, you look at somebody like, oh, they've got it together. They, you know, they're
Fantastic.
confident. And I guess we all experience damage in some way, hurt or,
Yeah.
oh yeah.
And no matter how much money you have or how good looking you are, how young you are, he's 45, you know. Everybody's dealing with something, you know. Those people who say they got their shit together sitting in it. So, you know,
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting.
nobody's got their shit together. Everybody's got something.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I
Yeah.
agree. I agree.
Cool.
So, hope Elena, do you want to share anything from the outside of your box before we?
Yeah, so my quick say is I can do this. I remember when I think I can't at my aunt's funeral, who she was my mother, and I'm sitting in the car and going, how am I going to get out of this car? And then I heard her and she's like, all right, you can do this. I can do this. So I got up and I did it. And so my say is also, I can do this and you can do this. Right. So
Nice.
digging deep and that deep
Nice.
courage that you just keep going one step at a time, one breath at a time, one day at a time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep going forward.
That's better than the Henry Ford, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right.
That's true
I
too.
love that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so let's go with yes. Yes, I can.
Yes. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
And you can
All
too.
right. Yes. All right. So you have completed the journey of the box for tonight. And I will just say, you know, it's so funny because when I run this, I have a few people who have come more than one time. And there's one woman in particular, she comes every time, she's got a whole stack because she's kept them.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And
I've
gone
got to keep
back to
mine.
them. And
Yeah.
that's and I do encourage that. I mean, if this was helpful to you at all, it's a good thing to come back to and do it again in 3 months or whatever, again, whatever works for
I like
you,
it.
you
I like
know,
it.
and kind of compare and see what comes up for you. So, but I just want to thank you for playing
Thank you.
along.
Well, we're gonna get this out there. ValerieWithAY.com. Oh my
Thank you so
gosh,
much for
go
doing
there.
this. This is
Oh,
great.
yeah.
Yes. Don't
Thank
you
you for having me.
Yeah, yes, just so impressed everything that you do, Valerie. We bow down to you. We
Wonderful.
appreciate you, and we're so glad you are on our say and our our gratitude box. All right, well, this has been so much fun. If you didn't get to attend tonight, by all means, get a piece of paper and follow the instructions. Check out ValerieWithAY.com. She has so many cool ideas going on, and we'll bring you back again and again and again. Incorporate your work into all this magic. So Cynthia DeLorenzi in New Mexico, Alina Z in LA, I'm in DC. Thank you, Valerie. You are in Where are you? Louisiana.
I'm in New Orleans right now.
New Orleans. You're all over. All right. Well, good luck with USDLA is having a big conference in a couple of days. So best of luck of that to that in Ohio. Check us all out and we will see you all soon. We're so grateful that you're here with us. And I'm so grateful for the three of you. So many blessings.
Likewise.
Many blessings. All right. We'll see you guys next month on the Empowered Together Network on incandescentwomen.com. Be well.
Okay. Bye.